Many people say that it's because carrying a weapon is part of the Constitution and that makes it easy to buy a gun without much restrictions. This is the famous Second Amendment. It's just one sentence adopted in 1791 as part of the first 10 amendments to the Constitution as part of the Bill of Rights.
A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
And that goes back to when America was getting independent and militia were allowed to carry weapons to fight against Great Britain, from which they wanted to become independent. And up till today, Americans say that this allows them to carry arms without restrictions. It's still a topic of debate in political campaigns. Listen to Donald Trump in his campaign last year after he got the endorsement of the National Rifle Association.
Hillary Clinton wants to abolish the Second Amendment, so we're not going to let that happen. I can tell you that right now. We're going to preserve it. We're going to cherish it. We're going to take care of it. Okay?
So it doesn't look as if things are moving much there. Now, in Europe, there are tough restrictions on gun ownership, far less incidents as well. How are gun owners here reacting to the situation in the US? Well, I phoned to the National Rifle Association of the UK, which does not have any links with their US colleagues, they say. Andrew Mercer is the CEO of the British NRA, and this is what he said to me.
For us, you know, we look at the events, I guess, with horror and disbelief. But we know that unless you're a criminal or unless you're a terrorist, there is no opportunity for you to get such a firearm in the United Kingdom because they are prohibited weapons for civilian use.
He points out that the UK is one of the most regulated countries when it comes to get guns, which is not always good.
Irritating, slightly frustrating, because we don't think it helps either public safety or... If you focus on legal gun ownership and the people who own rifles and shotguns and firearms legally, in my view, you're rather missing the point. All the energy should be targeted on combating people who have illegal weapons, who use illegally held firearms for criminal and evil intent.
On a European level, the directive on control of the acquisition and possession of weapons was issued by the European Council in May this year. It harmonizes a tight control over hand weapons within the EU. But Pierre-Maxime Sarron, a French pro-gun ownership lobbyist, is not happy with these rules.
La directive arme à feu, elle a été impulsée par la France post-Bataclan.
The arms directive was issued in France after the Bataclan massacre and took direct aim at legal gun owners, meaning collectors, hunters and sports shooters. But the European Council should have concentrated on the real culprits, meaning the international arms smugglers, notably from the Balkans, and that was not done. So they shouldn't have focused on the legal owners, but on the illegal ones.
Aux propriétaires légaux plutôt qu'aux propriétaires illégaux.
But Uni Nicolaisson, who is the honorary president of the European Shooting Confederation, agrees with the tighter rules if that means that guns are not freely available, like in the US.
Absolutely unacceptable. And I think the gun situation in the United States should be under control. We had a similar story in Norway a couple of years ago, and it might happen everywhere, but I think it's not getting better by having weapons all around. And I think this is some part of the reason that they are so easy to get guns in the United States.
According to the Human Development Index, Australia is the country with the least gun-related deaths, with 1.4 per 1 million. Belgium stands at 6.8 and the US at 29.7 gun-related deaths per 1 million inhabitants.